Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, listeners. It's Nug Nargang here. Just wanted to let you know that Illusionoid now has a Patreon account. We want to continue to grow our audience, and with your support, we can provide more content, offer exclusive merchandise, advertise our podcast to new listeners, and cover our monthly operating costs. You can donate as little as $1 a month to help us reach our goal. For more than a dollar, you can get your name read in the credits, you can get some cool swag, you can title an episode, and even create a character for us to use. Check out patreon.com/illusionoid for all the information and goodies you can get by being a supporter. That's patreon.com/illusionoid. Thanks.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hear me! Hear me! Hear me! All right, that's my microphone check. Did you hear me? Good. Now, listen to this warning from the future that I sent to you. In your future, humans, in your future, planets will be excavated for various purposes. Some formal purposes, some military, and some social. But in which directions will they be none of this makes sense. In your future, planets will be mined, sometimes for minerals, and sometimes just for fun. But it is that fun that could prove most deadly of all.
You're back. Finally, you're back. I've been waiting and waiting. Where have you been, Rick?
Sorry about that, Chad. The underground isn't going to dig itself.
Yeah, I suppose that kind of makes sense. It does. It's not going to dig itself, but... You know, we are on a tight schedule here. We're departing. We're departing this afternoon.
You asked me to build an underground base on Mercury, and I am going as fast as I can. I only have so many robots at my disposal.
Well, whose fault is that?
I'll take it. I'll own that,
yeah,
Chad.
Yeah, yeah. When we left, when we departed Earth, we said, how much space do we have? Right? We checked it. We had a cargo hold that was completely empty.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, how many robots do we need? You said, we need, maybe 3-4, right? You're building a complete underground complex on Mercury. You said 3-4 robots. And I said, what are we going to do with the rest of the space? You said,
snacks.
Chips. Yes, chips.
Yeah.
We have 18 metric tons of chips here and 4 robots.
I'm sorry. It sounds like you're unhappy about all the chips we have. Because all I remember is you losing your mind when I showed up with that many bags of chips. So many different kinds of flavors. So many varietals.
Yes, I know. And then when we got into low Earth orbit, as we were preparing for the first leg of the trip, the pressure change happened, all the bags popped open. It was like a ball pit in there. And I just swam through 18 metric tons of Cool Ranch and barbecue.
In zero G.
It was nice.
Oh, man. I mean, life doesn't get better than that, Chad.
I guess not.
Come on.
We're still short on robots.
Okay, look, everybody knows when you begin an undertaking like an underground base or a transit system, you don't know what's going to happen. There's unforeseen factors that we can't budget or account for.
You're absolutely right. I remember Smart Track was the same thing back on old Earth.
Oh, yes, Smart Track. What started as a simple transit plan to connect the people of Markham with downtown Toronto in what was once known as Ontario.
Yeah, yeah.
Ballooned into an apocalyptic nightmare.
Exactly. That's essentially why we're here now, leaving that burned out husk of a planet on the way to Mercury. The commander's going to be here in about any time now. We're going to have a pretty solid explanation for why we don't have enough robots.
Okay, well, I can handle this, okay?
Yeah, you think?
Yes, all I need is just a little bit more time and just a quick tweak to the programming of these robots. I only need to just up their productivity levels and lower their sanity functions.
But you know that we have a limited amount of uranium, right, to power these guys. If you up their productivity levels, you're going to go through that fuel way faster than you would plan to.
You're forgetting about the 18 cubic or metric tons. Which one did we just decide on?
We went to the metric imperial system, right?
The metric ton. You're forgetting about the 18 metric tons of chips. We can freebase the oil.
Of course. Of course. You're absolutely right.
From those potato chips.
Yeah.
And use that for the robots.
One thing you didn't consider, though, is to freebase that oil, it needs energy. Oh, we're caught in a vicious cycle here.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm just going to need more time then.
All right. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. No, I'll be home shortly. No, the Mercury project should be done soon. The tubes are almost finished from what I understand. I'm getting that update right now.
Here he comes.
Oh, okay. Boy. Okay. Love you. Bye-bye. Sorry about that very important phone call with,
It's your fiancé, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway.
When's the big day?
I think September, she's figuring it all out.
So, the first marriage on Mercury, huh?
Well, if the tubes are in place, then yeah, we can get everybody to the wedding on time and she can get married. It's weird leaving a burned-out husk of Earth for a burned-out husk of Mercury, but I guess we're doing it.
Well, the initial surveys show that only one half of Mercury is a burned-out husk because it's tidally locked.
The half closest to the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other half is a freezing nightmare.
Oh, well, good. Then we can be in the tubes inside where it's temperate.
Yeah, exactly. Along the equatorial plane. Yeah, we've worked all this out.
Sounds great. Well, I'm looking for an update. Let's get these tubes.
I didn't mean to snap at you, sir.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Under a lot of stress here. We're just working a couple of things out.
Like stress, this engagement. I got to tell you, getting this wedding ready is... tell you something else, all the old soon-to-be missus is...
Little Bridezilla thing
going
on there?
I wish. Bridezilla would be a nice change of pace.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there such a thing as Bride Kong?
Oh.
Oh, well, yes. That's my wife.
Oh, sorry about that.
I know there is a Bride Mothra.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe. Maybe. Is Mothra the one that screeches all the time?
Yes, yes.
Just never-ending, ear-piercing shriek?
Yeah, and then there's this laser.
Yeah,
laser
then beams. For sure my wife's a bride. Oh, yeah, or soon-to-be wife is a Bride Mothra.
But, you know, it's all about just, you know, filling the cup, yeah, as they say, and keeping both parties of the marriage happy,
yeah,
and
okay,
also containing them when they become beasts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, true, exactly. True. You know, I should really read that book that you sent me.
Take my house, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we each handle the chores.
Yeah.
We find time for date nights and weekend activities. I have a 40-foot steel cage in the backyard when my wife becomes a giant gorilla.
Do you have the information for that that the cage specs company? Who'd you get it from?
Do you know Rick?
Oh, at Rick's Cages.
Yeah, Rick's
Cages. Yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. I'll go talk to Rick. All right, gentlemen, let's get to work on these tubes. I want to hear progress.
Well, I have great news. We are on schedule.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic.
There's been a couple of slight tweaks.
Tweaks?
Modifications.
Okay, I'm listening.
That we need to make in order to finish on time. It's still within reach. The goal is still within reach, yes.
The wedding is going to happen.
Great.
We have built, or excavated,
yes,
a solid 14 feet of mercury.
Yeah. Now I have a question.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
14 feet.
Yeah.
Of
metric feet.
Metric feet.
Yeah.
Of which tube? Because they're supposed to be tubes.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering which tube. I assume more tubes are done, and this is the 14 feet of a different tube.
No, this is the first tube.
Yeah, tube one.
Entry, foyer, the foyer tube.
Yeah, tube prime, we're calling it.
Oh, tube prime is going to be so good.
Okay, then I have another question.
Okay.
There's supposed to be 14 tubes.
Yes.
And you've been at this for 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How have we only gone 14 feet?
Well, we kind of underestimated on a couple of things. You know, obviously we were on Earth. You know, we kind of thought that the conditions of Mercury would be similar to Earth, but
well, they're not.
No,
we know that it's closer to the sun.
Yeah,
things are hard baked after years of being under the glare of a hot sun.
Yeah,
we treated that climate data as theory rather than fact.
But you got here and adjusted your facts because you were present on the Mercury.
Yes, but once we got here, we did a quick inventory of how many robots we brought.
Yeah, yeah.
And that number came out to 4.
Yeah, just
so you
four.
Have 4 robots
to
make 14 feet of tube in
2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
The other thing was a bit of a snag with the manufacturers that they didn't quite understand the scale of the robots we wanted built.
Yeah.
So these robots are all about a foot high.
Yeah.
Well, then, if I may say, I'm impressed on how much tube they finished.
Oh, see? Yeah. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's why you're the commander.
Well, now, knowing that this wedding is in September, could we speed this up?
Quick question, though. Is this wedding is September, Earth September, or Mercury September?
Oh, no. She will not have it Mercury September. She specifically wants it in Earth September.
So even though we're in a different orbit, we're going to still stick with Earth calendar.
Yeah, we have to do that. That's her dream wedding is Earth September.
Okay. Well, when the leaves are falling.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
We're going to bring leaves up here. They'll instantly combust because of the heat. But if we can get those tubes done, it'll be a dream fall wedding.
That's going to be beautiful, it'll by the way.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Of course, I can't say much. It's all her decision. All her decision.
Yeah. A real bride Mothra.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you need tweak-wise to make this happen?
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what we need. We need energy to extract the oil from the 18... cubic tons of chips.
They're Miss Vickie's, so they're quite oily.
Oh, yeah. Kettle cooked. Peanut oil, isn't
it? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's healthy, but, you know.
We need that, and we need that oil to feed into our robots to boost their productivity and slightly lower their sanity.
Well, I was going to suggest something, but that last part. You know what? I'll come back to that. Here's my suggestion. This may be radical. And I'm worried it may overpower your robots. Now, I'm not a scientician.
No.
I'm just a commander.
That's right.
But have you thought of solar power since you were so close to the sun?
Okay.
That's pretty good.
It may overpower them, but then would that get things done quicker?
Again, I have always, as a bit of a climate denier, I always kind of refuse to believe the data on solar power.
Well, if I may, as a climate denier myself, I can't deny that the sun is right there. It's Mercury, the sun. You can almost touch it with your bare hand.
So there's a lot of available energy is what you're saying.
Right there.
Yeah. I don't believe anything until I see it with my eyes.
Well, here's a small solar panel I have to charge my phone.
Okay.
So I'm going to hook it up and check this out. There it goes. It's at 75, 80, 90, 100, 110, 150.
Turn it off, sir.
I have to unplug that. It's getting hot.
It was getting hot.
I'm just going to open the blinds and take a look at the sun with my own eyes for a second.
Oh, I did that with the blinds down. That's how much energy there is here.
Hang on. A bit of a climate denier. I just got to see this, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll close that blind.
Are you okay?
I believe I'm quite blind, but yes, I do believe the science.
It's temporary because you have those inner eyelids that closed on you, so give it a few minutes. You should be okay.
Thank you, Lizard Mother.
Gentlemen, here's my proposition.
I'm listening.
Solar panels for the robots or to get the oil for the robots?
One thing, though, sir. We didn't pack any solar panels.
I have some with me.
Oh, good.
This is great. You know, if we can manage to power these robots without wasting any chips, I'm in favor for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, please, by all means. Do you have salt and vinegar?
Oh, absolutely.
That's my fiance's favorite.
It's sea salt and malt vinegar.
Ooh. What? I, she's not a malt vinegar. You know what? I'll take it home. I'll deal with it.
It's later. An acquired taste, great, but it's delicious. Fine. It's
fine. So, I have solar panels. That's how we got here. I'll take a few off my ship. I'll take a little longer to get back to Earth, and you guys can have these solar panels to charge your robots and get these tubes done on time.
Great!
I love it! Wow, he's, you know, he's actually quite reasonable.
Yes, he's one of the better commanders I've worked for.
You know, if he wasn't getting married, I think I might take a run at him myself.
I hear you. Save room for Rick? Save room for me.
It's weird how everyone was named Rick back on old Earth.
Except for you, Chad.
I know. I'm a bit of an iconoclast, let's say. A bit of a maverick. So,
oh, boy, you know.
Solar panels, all right? So he's got, okay, check this. Let's do our laundry list, right? Let's do our the protocol. We got robots. We got four of them. You're going to reduce the sanity. You're going to turn off the sanity safeguards on the four robots, mm-hmm. the digging robots. Mm-hmm. Uranium shouldn't be an issue. We've got the chips. We're going to extract the oil from some of the chips. Not all of them, though, because after a couple of drinks, I like some chips.
Of course! We're going to have some chips while we work.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. No issues with the particles getting into anything, right?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good. And the solar panels. Okay, so we just got to set these things up.
Okay, let me assemble my robot team. Inky!
Hello!
Blinky!
Hello!
Pinky!
Hello!
Clyde?
Yeah, what's up?
There
get over
are.
Here. Oh, wow. You designed these guys, right?
Yes, I did. I built these myself.
Wow, they have like almost like a super deformed kind of body here. Their upper bodies are massive. Like they've got like pincers and...
We're good for digging.
Yeah, they have to excavate mercury and build tubes.
Oh, wow. So they're perfectly adapted to the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Okay, so fellas...
Yeah?
We're going to assemble some solar panels and attach them to you so that you can be extra powered, all right? That's a clinical term. It's going to boost your productivity, but slightly reduce your sanity.
Whatever needs to get done, we are here for you.
See how compliant these guys are?
The interface on these things is state of the art.
Yeah, we dope.
Okay.
I don't like that, though.
Clyde has been a bit of a problem.
He's sassy.
Yeah! Clyde all about the sass.
Well, yeah, reducing his sanity safeguard shouldn't be any problem, though.
Not at all. Okay, so just gather around. We're going to put some panels on you.
Okay.
Okay. Just let me know if this feels uncomfortable.
Feels fine, sir.
Good.
It's all good over here.
Excellent.
All fine.
And Clyde?
Yeah! Trick me out, dog.
Man, oh man. I love that guy.
Yeah, he grows on you,
right?
He does
grow on you. At first, I wasn't quite sure if I liked the sass, but hey.
Okay, guys. You're all charged up now, okay? Can you feel the bars of solar energy?
Operating at 215% efficiency, sir.
Now listen, the commander has a wedding in Earth's September. As you know, that's tomorrow. We need this base excavated, and we need tubes built, leading to a chapel, and then continuing on to a reception area.
We can do it, sir. We're prepared. We'll dig all day and all night to get this done. We will make it happen. Yeah, motherfucker!
Okay, hold on, Clyde. Hold on. This is still a safe environment for everyone. We need appropriate language at all times.
Yeah, Clyde.
Understood. A motherfucker.
Oh, jeez.
I didn't hear that.
Wow.
I didn't hear that.
Pretend
okay,
hear it.
Quick sanity check before you get to work. How does everyone feel with their sanity levels?
Fairly sane. Very sane, sir.
I'm doing okay.
I'm a fuck everybody out.
Okay.
Okay, I think we have our answer.
Yep.
Everybody's like kind of within operating parameters, let's say.
Okay, off to work with you guys.
We're digging!
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Hold up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning!
Well, hello! You sleep all right?
Oh, like a baby. I woke up every 20 minutes hungry and screaming. Anyways, let's take a look. These caverns should be excavated, and we should probably be ready to decorate. I've got balloons.
Oh, yep. I've got the silver top hats. Came in a pack of 12.
The DJ's in the corner just warming up. How are you doing?
Things are going well.
Okay, turn on the screen.
Yeah, let's have a look at these robots. These remote screens here. Rick, I need you to take a look at this.
What is it, Chad?
Things have, let me just preface this by saying they've done their job.
Great. See? What did I tell you?
Yeah, but a little too well.
Let me have a look.
Put on these goggles.
Okay. Are these virtual reality goggles?
Yeah, I feel like you're amongst the robots.
Oh my god.
Complete planetary perforation.
They've totally perforated the planet. They've dug caverns in every direction.
Every single direction. X, Y, and Z axes.
They've rendered Mercury a burnt out husk.
Honey, right this way. This is where the tubes are that lead to the chapel for your dream wedding. They've said they were going to finish it today.
Oh, hey, Commander.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Rick, Chad, this is the soon-to-be Mrs. Dr. Commander Johansson.
Pleasure to meet you, too, Miss.
Lovely to meet you, and may
She's
I...
She's in an exceptionally good mood today.
Oh, yeah. Yes, everything's going fine. I think the plan's progressing, and you should have a beautiful ceremony.
Now, hold on, dear. It seems they haven't decorated just yet, but we've got some hours. Now, tell me, what is the progress on the tubes?
Is it all ready to talk to you in private for a second?
Oh, honey, do you mind if we just talk privately for a second? I just need to find out what's happening and to ensure your safety in the tubes. Because I love you. Right back at you.
Oh, she's looking. She's glowing.
Well, that's mostly due to the radiation.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of Röntgens here on the Mercury.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay, so the caverns have been built.
Fantastic. Yeah. Let's get this wedding underway.
There's a bit of a snag.
Yeah.
The robots built caverns.
No, that's all we wanted them to do.
Everywhere.
Pardon me?
In every conceivable, possible direction, sir.
Let me see this.
Here.
Pass me the goggles.
The virtual.
Good Lord. Mercury's almost hollow.
It looks like they've weaponized some of them.
They've weaponized the tubes?
Yes, it looks like some of them have warheads at the end with propulsion systems.
Good Lord, they haven't just built tubes all through Mercury. They've made Mercury just cannons pointed in every direction. This is like a death globe. I didn't want to say Death Star.
No, absolutely. Well, we're close to our natural star, Sol.
Yes, but I'm saying I didn't want to be sued.
No.
We're saying Death Star.
Well, I think we're a safe distance from any lawyers, sir.
Okay. Anyway, it's a series of cannons?
Yes, in every direction. Mm-hmm. All pointing at one location, sir.
Well, how could that be if the tubes point every direction?
They point inwards.
Good Lord!
Exactly.
Yep.
They're going to blow up Mercury!
From the inside, sir.
Why would these robots do this?
We haven't talked to them yet.
No.
Well, I mean, clearly you just boosted their efficiency and not tampered with their sanity at all.
Well, as we, the way I built them is they share their sanity and their productivity share a power source. So to increase one, you have to lower the other.
It's like a seesaw. It's a basic principle of engineering.
Oh my God! You've increased their capacity for building tubes.
Yes.
and lowered their insanity to a point where they want to take the entire planet and blow it up with us on it?
They have no rational thought whatsoever.
No. They're insane!
Yeah.
Especially Clyde.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, you must stop these robots from pulling the trigger and, I mean, blowing up the planet aside, ruining my wife's wedding. My soon-to-be wife's wedding.
This is job one for me. You have to understand that we do not want your wedding to go wrong.
No, you don't understand.
I got a...
You don't understand. I'm under so much pressure. It's not been good at home.
What?
I'm just talking about details about balloons, dear. Awful. It's been awful, guys. You have to do something.
You can always call it off.
I don't think I can.
I got it. Rick, I think we need to go extravehicular.
Okay.
Get these robots. Remember the old days?
Bubble car?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an old-fashioned bug hunt.
All right. Are we traveling through the caverns or on the surface?
Both.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's...
Good luck, gentlemen. I'll distract my wife. Honey, have you seen the streamers?
The last bubble car. We used the last one of them.
These things can only last so long in the intense solar climate, which I didn't believe just until just yesterday.
All right, Rick. Let's get into this thing. Godspeed. You got your rosary?
Yeah. It's hermetically sealed inside my spacesuit.
Perfect. All right. Just take some chips with us, I guess.
Yeah, might as well. Just mash them up against our helmets.
What flavor do you want?
Roasted potato and herbs.
Okay.
Roasted cheddar and herbs.
Oh, that's delicious. Yeah. I'm gonna take some sriracha and vindaloo. All right, Rick. Seal the door.
It's sealed.
All right.
Helmets on.
Helmets on. Initialize launch sequence. Open port hatch.
Launching bubble car.
Go.
These caverns go in any which direction, and I'm picking up signals for the four robots. Which one do you want to go after first?
I think we go after the one that poses the greatest threat.
Clyde?
Absolutely. The others will fall in line after that. It's like cutting off the head of the snake, Rick.
Okay. Looks like he's in Sector 12.
Just pray to God he hasn't laid any eggs.
I did program that into him. I did build an egg-laying function whereby he could spawn and birth new robots. What was I thinking?
You were planning ahead. You were thinking, I'm bringing four robots. What if we need more? We need one of them to be a fertile queen. That's what you were thinking.
The problem is, I loved these robots like I love my own children.
Yeah.
And I wanted them to be able to carry on after I'm gone.
Yes, you're mine, children.
They are robots. I are my children. Okay.
There he is. There he is. The radar shows him just ahead. Oh, he's in tube alpha. The very first tube.
We got a reason with him.
Oh, we can try, but we know that if he won't listen to reason, we've only got one option, right?
Deactivation.
Deactivation. Right.
Completely blanked on that word.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Hey, we're under a lot of stress here.
Okay, okay.
This is only a portion of what the commander's under, of course. But
I'm a robot scientist. I should know the word deactivation.
It's okay. It's okay. Don't judge yourself.
Okay, stupid.
He's closing on him.
Okay. There he is.
He's facing the other way.
Okay. Are you using the robot arm?
Yeah.
Tap him on the shoulder.
Okay, just extend.
Clyde.
Don't you tell. Oh, hey, what's going on, motherfuckers?
It's okay. Listen,
buddy,
Clyde,
buddy!
We talked about language.
We did.
Your creator wants to reason with you.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
Clyde, you've gone too far. You built caverns all over Mercury.
Yeah, they don't.
Clyde, what are you thinking? We have a wedding to prepare.
Weddings mean nothing to a robot. Robot can't get married. Robot can't have kids other than lay eggs. Robot can't love. Robot can only dig and murder. And now what Robot Clyde gonna do?
Okay, I see what I did wrong.
What did you do?
I gave him the capacity to have offspring, but not the capacity to care for them or love a mate.
Oh my God, Rick. Do you think it's possible to turn either Inky, Blinky, or Squinky into a female?
Pinky!
Or Pinky? Make a mate for Clyde?
Okay, Clyde, listen. I can make you a mate, but today is not about you. Today is about the commander and his beautiful wife.
That shrieky moth.
Yeah, yes. You know the one.
Yeah.
The shrieky moth.
She fine.
Okay, all right, well, she's taken. Can you find it in your heart to let them have their day?
I'll consider it.
Okay.
All right, well, that's really all we came out here for, right? Was just to reason with you and make sure you're open to this. So, is it okay with you, Clyde? We go back inside and we let the commander know that his wedding can proceed. Then you won't fire those warheads into the chapel.
No, but I'll reserve the right to fire them later.
Well, that's a deal we're going to have to take.
Perhaps outward instead of inward.
Okay, oh. What? That's why? Why would...
Because if I can't blow up this planet, I'm going to blow up something.
He's got a point.
If I turn the guns around, shoot the other way, I blow up everything.
I feel like that's not, like, a fair point.
Don't you tell me what's not fair! I'm crazy.
Hey, listen, look, if you want to have, in the future, a relationship that you can sustain with Pinky, you're going to have to think about your attitude, okay?
My attitude?
Yeah.
Your attitude.
Fair point.
Wow, he got you.
Yeah, he did.
Stay down. You've had it too good too long.
All right, I'm retracting the arm. We're going back inside to let the commander know that the wedding can go ahead.
Commander.
Just one second, honey. I know. I didn't pick baby blue. We picked the royal blue together. Oh, I'll see what I can do. Guys, you have to help me out of this. I really need out of this.
Well, sir, we got some good news.
Okay.
Clyde, the murderous, insane, robot, egg-laying creature that is outside, has agreed to call a detente?
Yes, a ceasefire?
A ceasefire for the purposes of your wedding.
Oh, then let it happen.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. Now, when can this happen?
Oh, right now.
Immediately, yeah.
And so how did you agree to this? What were his demands?
He just reserves the right to launch the warheads outward into the universe.
Oh, I do. No. He would destroy everything, including Earth.
Well, we had to agree to that in order to get his consent to let your wedding go ahead, sir.
But maybe I don't want the wedding to go. Maybe I want out of this.
Oh, well.
I'm suggesting something very radical. Do you have enough power in your spaceship to get off this planet?
Let me have a look at the calculations here. Yeah, just enough.
Okay, because here's my plan. I'm going to suggest this. Why don't I send the soon-to-be Mrs.
Commander
after Clyde into the center of Mercury, nullifying the deal. He pulls the trigger, takes out Mercury and my wife, and you guys and I get out of here and go have a party with some chips.
Just let me clarify. So this would mean...
She'll hear us.
This would mean you're available?
Yes.
Okay.
Why do you ask?
Oh, just thinking.
We're talking about murdering that beautiful moth.
Not so beautiful, trust me.
I'm just saying, there's other ways to call off a wedding with those...
Shh, he's our commander.
She may be beautiful on the outside, but oh, brother...
You can order us to do this, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, you know what? Now I am. You reminded me. I am your commander. Yes. Okay. Commander Johansson orders you to let me do this.
Okay, well, we have no choice, Rick.
Honey! Listen, there's a bit of a snag. This robot named Clyde, he's in the center of Mercury, and he says you can't get married today. That's right. Just go after him in the center. Just follow the dots, the eggs that are on the ground, and go get that robot. That's right. Take him out, honey. Take him out.
She unfurled her wings. Look at her go.
Okay, into the ship then.
Gone into the tubes. Guys, let's get out of here and get some chips.
Oh, I'm just saying. My 50-foot-tall gorilla and I, we make it work.
Look, you're not... I believe you. I'm going to have to take some lessons, maybe go to therapy. I don't know, but let's make this happen.
Compromise is at the core of any relationship. You know that.
There's a compromise at the core of this planet right now.
Well, you just said it, sir.
Okay, into the ship.
Everyone, into the ship. Lock the hatch.
And we're off.
There it is, receding in the distance.
Oh my god, I wonder what's going on in the center of Mercury right now.
Ah! Yeah, what you want, Moth? Oh, you think so? Why you looking at me like that? Oh, you want to get it on with Clyde? I'm crazy. And I'm set to detonate during sexual intercourse.
Oh, God. The entire of Mercury incinerated in an act of sexual congress.
Oh, man. What a wedding night.
Dearly beloved indeed.
Are sour cream and onion the only flavor you guys have? These are the grossest chips.
Well, we ate all the rest, sir.
Oh.
You guys, like, don't you feel anything, Commander? Your fiance just blew up.
Blew up? Blew up after she cheated on me with a robot.
This feels like a bit of an ends justify the means situation here.
Is it? Or is it not?
Oh, he makes a good point.
He sure does.
I order you to think this is okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm good with this.
Well, gentlemen, I'm due for Venus. I've got a transit system to build down there.
Good, make it happen. But this time, no tubes.
Tubes of Mercury.
The Tubes of Mercury, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Rick and the soon-to-be Mrs. Dr. Commander Johansson, Lee Smart as Chad, and Nug Nargang as Dr. Commander Johansson, Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Thanks to our Patreon donors for making today's show possible. Specifically, thanks to the following donors: Daniel Blake, Jeff Kincannon, Anne Nunnally, Kelly Zellen, David, unknown last name, and the Terrible Warriors Podcast. Go give them a listen. To have your name mentioned in our Hall of Fame, or to reap the many other benefits of being a patron, go to patreon.com/illusionoid. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is brought to you by Antica Productions. Check out all the other podcasts on the Antica Network, such as Pick a Number with Adam Groh and Issue Zero with Fred Kennedy. And follow them both on Twitter at Pick a Number Pod and at Issue Zero Pod.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show.
Illusionoid will be taking a summer vacation for a few weeks, but we will be back with all new episodes, new guests, and even newer stories that have already happened. Does that even make sense? Find out in the future. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.